Hey, and welcome back to This Woman Can. I am your host, Janice Sutherland, CEO and founder of This Woman Can, the community that helps you develop the confidence, courage, and clarity to achieve the career you envision. And we are still reclaiming 2020. Now, I've had lots of discussions during COVID with women who want to change careers, start a business, maybe commence a passion project, streamline their business, maybe apply for promotion, ask for a pay rise. Basically, they want to ask for something, they want to take a leap, but they are petrified to do so because they don't have all their proverbial ducks quack quack in a row. This is all down to perfectionism, and perfectionism is alive and kicking. So today, let's talk about that. Where do you feel the need to be perfect? See, I'm adjusting my appearance. Maybe it's your appearance, it's relationships or work. But is the need to be perfect stopping you before you've even started? In one of the podcasts I did with Marjorie Wharton, we had talked about at length about perfectionism and how we change our mindsets. We'd exchanged anecdotes about how powerfully it can hold some women back from achieving their goals and aspirations. And as I said, it's often a recurrent theme in other interviews and with the women I work with, because we find it stifles their career progression. And quite often that need for perfection starts where you least expect it. But the good thing is, I'm going to share with you a few simple actions you can take to stop it totally derailing your career or your goals. Because I remember being at school, being told to work hard, to push myself, to achieve higher results. And being a black girl, black child in the 70s, I was also told I had to work 10 times harder than my white counterparts. Thereby, the expectation was that I would always score highly in exams. And also, of course, that I wouldn't let my teachers and parents down. Then I would be rewarded with praise and validation, which obviously made me want to achieve even more. What I didn't know at the time was that having all those high expectations, whether they were the standards I had set for myself or those I assumed had of me, were all setting me up to fail. Because you see, nobody can achieve perfect results 100% every single time, or even extremely high expectations all the time. We are human. And that means at some point that I would fail and experience my own and the disappointment of others. And that really wasn't something I was used to or prepared for. Now, that doesn't mean we should stop striving for goals or growing and learning. What it does mean, however, is that the expectations we set ourselves need to be set in reality. Many of us have thought that being a perfectionist is what drives you to deliver that absolutely fabulous work and achieve career success, which some of it can do up to a certain level, but at which point visibility and confidence becomes more important, and procrastination, a result of perfectionism, can actually hold you back. And studies have shown that perfectionism doesn't help you in your career at all, honestly. A non-perfectionist can deliver at the same high standard as their perfection-focused colleagues. In fact, they are more productive as they're not held back by procrastination. They're not held back by a fear of failure or spending additional time getting things just right. So while your perfectionist tendencies have you glued to your desk, worrying whether your work is good enough, your colleagues are building relationships, sharing successes, and being visible. These are all important elements for career progression. So how do you get past perfectionism? First of all, and I'm just adjusting my hair again and trying to be perfect, let's agree that the road to being perfectly imperfect may be a long and bumpy one. After all, you have spent years perfecting your perfection. Then consider whether the expectations you have of yourself are realistic. Would you expect them of others? Do they hold you back? And then dig even deeper and ask yourself, what expectations does your boss or colleague have of your role or of you? Do they need your level of output, or are you pushing yourself to a higher standard to feel secure and validated? Have a think about it. What's realistic? And then try setting more realistic goals for yourself. And if you exceed them, then that's a bonus. Come on. That will give you all the time and energy to focus on self-promotion and relationship building. And if you're watching or listening to this thinking that sounds like me, let me leave you with this sobering thought, because whilst you're allowing perfectionism to drive your procrastination, your colleague, your peer, your business competitors aren't. So just keep that in mind until next time. Take care.